It's time now for a look beyond the headlines with Peter Dykstra, Living on Earth's contributor who joins us from Atlanta, Georgia. Hey there, Peter. What you got for us this week?
Hi, Jenny. We're going to start out with an underground success story. The DeWinton's golden mole, an animal that hasn't been spotted in its South Africa habitat since 1936. It's been literally sniffed out by a dog, and then researchers using DNA techniques have rediscovered this tiny, shy, hard-to-find creature after almost a century's absence.
That is quite a reappearance, Peter. And I took a look at the pictures associated with this reporting, and oh my goodness, this mole is so cute. It's basically just a snout and a big ball of fur. But I don't want to bury the lead, Peter, so let's focus on the hero here.
And that would be the dog. It's a border collie named Jesse. This dog has also found more common moles like the Cape Golden Mole. And of course, everyone's heard of Grant's Golden Mole as well. They're on the list. But the DeWinton's Golden Mole is back in business after an absence of 90 years.
Well, I think Jesse deserves extra treats for sniffing out this golden mole that was lost for almost a century.
And that would be 700 dog years.
That's right. Well, what else you got for us this week, Peter?
There's a plane that made a successful and safe transatlantic trip fueled only by fat and sugar instead of standard high-carbon aviation fuel.
Wow. How does this work, Peter?
Well, Virgin Atlantic had commissioned this flight. It's called Sustainable Aviation Fuel, or SAF. It could contain a lot of burnable things. In this case, plant sugars and waste fats from restaurants and other cooking entities. After taking off in Europe, it landed at JFK International in New York City. It's about 70% less carbon emissions than any petroleum or kerosene-based jet fuel.
And I imagine if it's made from fat and plant sugars, does it smell like donuts, Peter?
It could. I hadn't thought of it quite that way. Or maybe get a little classier than that. Maybe it's a beignet.
Well, now that I'm hungry, Peter, what have you got for us in history?
December 11th, 1980, in response to the Love Canal toxic tragedy and other huge waste sites discovered in the 70s, Congress passed and President Carter signed the Comprehensive Environmental Response Compensation and Liability Act. When you have an unwieldy title for a law like that, you give it an acronym, and the acronym is CERCLA. And when you have an unwieldy acronym, you give it an adorable nickname. And that's how we got Superfund, the overarching multi-billion dollar law that mandates cleanups for the most dangerous and toxic sites across the United States.
Well, I know that Superfund hasn't been perfect, Peter, but it has cleaned up some pretty significant messes.
Successes, yes, it's had a few, but then again, too few to mention. So many Superfund sites still on the list, over 1,000, where cleanup is being litigated. But then again, these sites, in some cases, were cleaned up where there was little hope previously that they would ever be clean.
And now with the Biden administration's focus on environmental justice, maybe some of these cleanups can be helping those who need it most. Well, thank you so much, Peter. Peter Dykstra is our Living on Earth contributor, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, Jenny. We'll talk to you soon.
And there's more on these stories on the Living on Earth website. That's loe.org.